Hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out. Out of closets out to say, liberation's on its way. Some they laughed at, some they jailed, some they sacked, but still they failed to crush the pride that makes us free. Gaze in solidarity. Hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out. Told us we were weak and sad, monsters perverse, sick or mad. Told us we should know our place, strangers to the human race. Turned out this was just a rumor, glad we kept our sense of humor. Smash the lies and learn to care, now we've love and life to share. Hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out.
Welcome to Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of every month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. This is my special Christmas edition, featuring the music you won't be sick of by now, because all of the music you're going to hear is by gay and lesbian artists, and most of it is lyrically gay. I opened the show with a very rare song by the Gay Liberation Choir of Sydney, Australia, and they spelled choir Q-U-I-R-E. That group was formed in 1981, and over the next 6 years was very active in the gay movement in Australia, giving over 300 concerts at all sorts of venues. They took songs that everyone knew and crafted lyrics that made social commentary on not just the fight for gay and lesbian rights, but for a host of progressive causes. They did fundraising and consciousness raising with their lyrics, and in 1983 released an EP single called The Gay Liberation Choir Goes Down on Vinyl. It contained one other Christmas song, which they called God Help You Merry Dykes and Fags.
God help you merry dykes and popes, for much to your dismay, you have to see your family at least on Christmas Day. For relative discomfort or for total disarray, and they dare call this comfort and joy, comfort and joy, and they dare call this comfort and joy. God help you merry dykes and poofs, it's true beyond a doubt. No else the strongest argument you have for coming out. Present it as a Christmas gift and hear the family shout that you dare call this comfort and joy, comfort and joy, that you dare call this comfort and joy. Don we now our gay apparel, dykes and poofs take cheer. We'll sing a token Christmas carol, then we'll have New Year. A man who thinks he's God, there's one born every day, I fear. And they dare call this comfort and joy, and they dare call this comfort and joy.
The Gay Liberation Choir was not the only choral group doing political activism in the early 80s. At that time, Jerry Falwell's Moral Majority was perhaps at its loudest, and a choral group in San Francisco was formed in protest. They called themselves the Choral Majority, and their goals were to celebrate the gay community while at the same time challenging audiences and informing them of issues, all to the tune of a church choir. Here is an example of a song they retitled as The Old Closet Door.
In a room far away stood an old closet door, the emblem of suffering and shame. There I hid from my folks and my friends and myself. Oh, it caused me to suffer such pain. So I'll banish that old closet door. To my parents and friends I'll come out. Yes, I'll fling wide that old closet door, and I'll tastefully flaunt it about.
I was able to track down one of the members of the Choral Majority, Larry Wish. He wrote much of the lyrics to their songs, and he shared with me these memories of the group.
We were a group that got founded right when the Moral Majority was happening in the very early 80s, 1981, I guess. And we formed very casually to be a to do a particular rally. A number of us got together and put on, like, choir robes and stuff, and we sang a couple of songs, and people liked it, and it ended up being a group that existed for about, I guess, 3 years, and we sang at lots of different rallies and demonstrations. We sang at the big San Francisco Gay Day. We sang at Boston's Gay Day, and at a New Jersey Gay Day, and we just did all kinds of stuff in the 3 years, 81 to 83. It really jazzed a lot of people because everybody was feeling so oppressed by the right-wing Christianity that was trying to hold us down, that anything that kind of made a little bit of fun and gave us a little more strength, really tickled people. Obviously, some people it offended, but it seemed like the grand majority of the people were pretty into it. The experience for me was very interesting because as the event, as the group progressed, one of the reasons it ended was that I lost the degree of anger that I had that came out in the lyrics, and I could barely sing some of the things that I personally had written. And I thought that was a very interesting thing to happen over time.
They recorded a cassette around 1982 called The Choral Majority's Greatest Hits, and about a third of it was comprised of transformed Christmas songs. From it, here is We Three Queers.
We three queers of Castro Street bar, mad as hell, you're outside our bar. Hallelujah, we see through ya, pack your cross, start your car. Oh, full of anger, full of fight, we'll defend our human rights. Leftward leaning, loudly screaming, till you clear out of our sight. Frank advice to offer have I, false religion people won't buy. You are not a moral majority, we're telling you goodbye. Oh, full of anger, full of fight, we'll defend our human rights. Left, we're leaning, loudly screaming, till you clear out of our sight.
Besides Larry Wish, the other members of the quartet were Leslie Hosberg, Barbara Brodingham, and Tim Kerbo. Regarding Tim Kerbo, Larry gave me some additional insight into the next song you hear. The lyrics refer to Tim and his lover Tom. Tom is Tom Amiano, who is currently president of the Board of Supervisors of San Francisco and was the main architect of that city's domestic partners ordinance. In 1999, he gained national attention by getting into the mayor's race against Willie Brown as a write-in candidate, and in the runoff he got 41% of the vote. Tim and Tom were together over 15 years until Tim's death to AIDS in 1995. But here's Tom Amiano 18 years ago being mentioned in the Choral Majority's version of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
It came upon a midnight clear, that troublesome call from my mom. We want you here to share Christmas, dear, but please don't bring your friend Tom. We're coming, mother, and get this clear, together we'll come as your guest. I'm thrilled to love a fine man like Tom, and won't respect your request.
It's not that he's not a lovely boy, but think of your family, dear. If you come home with a man again, they'll guess that you are a queer. The holidays are for family, and Tommy just wouldn't fit in. Let Tom spend Christmas in Italy, his mom will want to see him.
It's time you started to share my joy and realize I'm proud to be gay. I can't come home and be closeted. I'm through with living that way. So add a setting right next to mine, a place tag for Tim and for Tom. for he is part of my family.
We'll see you at Christmas time, Mom.
We're going to stay in San Francisco for one more song. From 1997, here's Tony Espinosa singing Christmas in the Castro.
Another year has come and gone, and we're still here, my friends. We've shared the laughter and the tears, and will until the end. And at this very special time, my mind drifts to one place. It's a street I know, where people go to find a friendly face. Christmas in the Castro, my favorite time of year, when all my dreams begin again, filled with hope and cheer. Everyone's excited, there's magic in the air, and grown men act like little kids, for Santa will be there. It's a season of hope, it's a season of life. We forget all our woes, we forget all our strife, when remembering those who have gone above. We must still believe in love. Christmas in the Castro, can't describe the thrill of twinkling lights on Christmas trees in houses on the hills. It's a season of hope, it's a season of life. We forget all our woes, we forget all our strife, when remembering those who have gone above. We must still believe in love. Christmas in the Castro,
time for me. In Texas we'll be swinging around that Christmas tree, dancing to a Christmas melody. When it's Christmas time in Texas, it might look just like a summer day. There may not be snow in San Antonio, but it's a Texas Christmas to me. When Santa crosses over the border,
sound a little different when he sings. He'll hear those twin fiddles playing Christmas songs with a touch of western swing. There may not be snow in San Antonio, but it's a Texas Christmas to me. When it's Christmas time in Texas, I love to hear those Christmas carolers sing. People on the go, children's faces all aglow, wondering what Santa's gonna bring. Grandpa's been chasing Grandma around, trying to catch her neath the mistletoe. Everything is right, the lone star shining bright, and it's a Texas Christmas to me. When Santa crosses over the border, he'll sound a little different when he sings. He'll hear those twin fiddles playing Christmas songs with a touch of western swing. There may not be snow in San Antonio, but it's a Texas Christmas to me. Here's wishing you all a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas from Texas and me.
I follow Tony Espinosa with a bit of country by Sid Spencer doing It's Christmas Time in Texas from his Family Ties album released in 1994. Spencer blessed us with three outstanding country albums before his death in 1996 from AIDS. I consider his death a real loss to our music culture because he was really just coming into his own. His third album, Out and About Again, was full of songs with wonderful, openly gay lyrics done in very danceable country style. Who knows what else he could have created for us. I'm going to move now to a Christmas album that's brand new. Hosting a radio show has occasional perks when artists send you their CDs. It doesn't happen nearly enough, but I got an unexpected one in the mail last week and I'm very pleased with it. The artist calls himself Happy Charles, and the album is called The Christmas Dream. The album is so good that I had trouble picking which track to play. You can get your own opinion of the different songs at his website, www.happycharles.com. The website describes him as that big strapping blonde guy from Texas with a feather boa, which probably explains why he left his hometown of Lubbock as soon as possible. He's been in Nashville for the past several years and has managed to sing on two Garth Brooks albums. The Happy Charles album contains mostly originals, but I've chosen to share with you his interesting arrangement of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. King, the world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men from heaven's gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Thank you, Judy. This would be a good time to take a break and remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. And I want to mention that I've set up a special webpage for this show where you can see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist. That's at www.queermusicheritage.com. I ended that little promo with Pansy Division singing a bit of Homo Christmas from their 1995 album, Pile Up. I wish I could play the whole song, but the wonderful lyrics just don't jive with public radio. For this show, I've searched all over the world for queer Christmas music, and I'm reasonably sure you've never heard the songs I'm playing next. They come from a TV special that aired in England in 1993 called Camp Christmas. The show was hosted by Melissa Etheridge and Andy Bell of the group Eraser. And I sure would not have expected to ever hear them doing Christmas standards. They duet on Winter Wonderland, Sleigh Ride, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And in between, Melissa solos on Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I guess I'm not in Kansas anymore. What a song. Would you like your nice Christmas song?
Yeah.
About Santa Claus, maybe? You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. I tell you, he's making a list. He's checking it twice. And he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. Ha! You better be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us.
That show was just packed full of gay and lesbian guests, including Leah Delaria, Quentin Crisp, Armistead Maupin, Colonel Greta Kammermeyer, the Gay Men's Chorus of New York City, and a number of British comedians and performers. Far too many people for a one-hour show. But still, quite amazing in how very gay the show was. I sure have never seen anything like it on American TV. Next up are two songs where the singers are not all that happy about it being Christmas. The first is by Martin Swinger, singing Christmas Blues from his 1998 album, Scrapbook. I interviewed Martin last spring and got these comments about his song.
Christmas Blues. Christmas Blues is a song that actually was a challenge song. I was going to be singing with the main Gay Men's Chorus, had been invited to sing as a soloist, and the fella who was directing at the time asked me if I didn't want to write a Christmas song for the chorus. And so he suggested a Christmas song that's not necessarily peppy and happy. Try to take a twist to it. And Christmas Blues was what I came up with. It was a song I created by doing a title search, which is you write down titles. You just brainstorm about possible titles. And when I wrote down the concept of Christmas Blues, that tweaked my interest. And I thought, what could somebody be sad about at Christmas? And that's what created this sort of silly song about breaking up right at Christmas time.
My baby left me this morning without even saying why. Here's what he wrote in his little note: sorry about Christmas, goodbye. He could have waited till New Year's. I could have stood that. Why did he leave on Christmas Eve? What will I do with this Christmas night? Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring, I'm gonna sing Christmas blues all night. We always celebrated Christmas, a season that filled me with cheer. You know I was trying to be so good, make up for the rest of the year. I love the hustle and the bustle. No, I used to hum silver bells. Now when I do, I'm reminded of you. It's not Merry Christmas, it's become Christmas hell. Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring. Pick up the presents from under the tree, unwrap them one by one. What else can I do? They're all addressed to you. My heart in a ribbon has all come undone. So let the night go on without me. No, I don't want to hear jingle bell, jingle bell. Unplug the tree, what use can it be? Santa's not showing, a cold wind is blowing. Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring, I'm gonna sing Christmas blues all night. Christmas blues all night.
saw the horse-drawn carriages carry lovers through the dark. I stopped and heard some carolers spreading a tight shoe. Wasn't very long ago, and I love this time of year. Tis the season to paint the town red. This year I'll be painting it blue. I went to see the tree, decked out in a thousand lights, with skaters paired beneath. Chestnuts roasting, champagne toast, there's even snow this year. It just don't seem the same to me to think that you're not here. Season to paint the town red. This year I'll be painting it blue. Memories of you and me dance through my head. Just don't seem like Christmas.
Last song was It Just Don't Seem Like Christmas Without You, and was by Mark Islam. I've played Mark's music several times on my show, and my favorite by him is his anthem, Get Used to It. But his Christmas song came from his 1995 album, The Calloused Heart Collection. And now it's time for two more improbable recordings. From 1966 through 1987, the comedy duo called The Two Ronnies was a stable fixture on English television. I'm playing their parody called Boys in the Ballet, and I'm following it with an odd version of Silent Night.
Oh, do hurry up, Jess, where have you been? You should have been here at 6:15.
I've been to Leonard's for a rinse. Next week I'm with the student prince.
I hope you'll both be happy.
Oh, shut up, you silly queen.
Here's Batman and Robin, arms entwined.
Her bosom is throbbing, ain't love blind?
He's old enough to be her mum, but she adores his sugar plum.
He's got a room in Houston and she's got a flat behind.
Oh,
Where'd you get to last night, Beverly?
Me and Dave had a rave in a rather low, small bizarre bar, drinking heavily, sitting on the little poofs.
Anyone I know?
Look at her, Jess, don't she look a mess?
Tatty dress, no finesse, shaking it about.
Shoes from Dulce's, when she waltzes, watch her falses fall out.
Look at him, here he comes.
Oh, dear. Mincing about there, dear.
He's a bloody fruit and nutcase. I just can't abide him. Oh, he's really vile.
Yes, he just ignore him, though the birds adore him. Most of him is padded.
Yes, it's sticking out a mile.
Shh! Don't you shush me, Gladys Wainwright. She's been on the Guinness, you can always tell.
Look at Casanova, feeling glad all over.
He's on his points, look.
And hers as well.
Oh, I wish he wouldn't do that. Oh, when he does that, I flush with rage.
Yes, Jesse, you're at a funny age.
Last week I danced with Moody Meg, the bird who's got the wooden leg. I did six pirouettes with her and screwed her to the stage.
With Cynthia Fairfax I got stuck. She's got a physique like Donald Duck. Oh, she's so bandy-legged, dear, that when she came to stay last year, we hung her up above the door to bring us bleed luck. So weary. Can't wait to get off my feet. Can't wait to get off my lawn. Oh!
Now, manager.
Caution, man.
These ear nights just bore me to the skies.
These ear tights bring water to my eyes.
Come on, Jess, let's find new positions.
They say none of them started holding auditions for Rosemary at Lee on Sea.
And if you can't fill us, it's back to the Tillers
and nuts to the Nutcracker Street.
Singing Silent Night was Klaus Nomi. He came to New York City from West Germany in the early 70s and developed his own pseudo-glam rock style. One of the highlights of his career was in 1979 when David Bowie asked him to appear with him on Saturday Night Live. His blend of opera, rock and roll, and high drama made his performances memorable, and he produced some amazing interpretations of such varied songs as Can't Help Falling in Love with You, You Don't Own Me, and Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. His career was cut short by his death from AIDS in 1983. Now, I can't do a Christmas show without playing the classic Walking Around in Women's Underwear by Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio from the 1993 album I Am Santa Claus. But this year, I can follow it with another Christmas song kind of on the same subject. So after Bob Rivers, you hear the Vandals singing My First Christmas as a Woman.
Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
Office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna, put on some high shade and join the parade. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear.
Upon us, it's time to be honest, follow my dreams and to face a life of delusion and gender confusion that no longer will be the case.
I never wanted army men or basketballs, I only wanted pantyhose and Barbie dolls and dressing up in mother's clothing. I've been feeling only feminine. It always seems so useless trying to be a man. Now that's a ghost of Christmas past, but now it feels like the very first time. Cause it's gonna be the very first time that Christmas feels right to me. And I know that I'm looking good, just like a real girl should.
It's my first Christmas as a woman.
I reconstructed all my genitals, and now I'm waiting underneath the mistletoe for a guy who can love a girl like me. I took the hormones and I got my breasts. This season's gonna be the best to me. I won't have to tuck it behind me since I got my brand new vagina.
It's my first Christmas as a woman.
Chop it off, chop it off, my penis, chop it off. It's no use to me. Cut it off, chop it off, chop it off, my penis, cut it off, so I can finally be a woman. Now I'm finally happy cause I made my goal to be a post-operative transsexual. Now I am a pretty lady. Now feels like the very first time, cause it's gonna be the very first time that Christmas feels right to me. Cause I know that I'm looking good, just like a real girl should.
It's my first Christmas as a woman.
The Vandal song was from the album from last year called Oi to the World. Okay, just two more songs left. I also can't do a queer Christmas show without including Venus Envy's song, I'll Be a Homo for Christmas, from the 1995 album by that same title.
I'm dreaming tonight of the girls I love even more than I usually do. And although it's been said I may never be wed, I promise you I'll be a homo for Christmas. You can count on me. We'll stand below the mistletoe and share.
I'll be a homo for Christmas and Easter and Labor Day. You can really count on me. Not homo sapien, not homo erectus, but homosexual.
We'll stand below the mistletoe and share a
After Venus Envy, I tacked on a bit of Rufus Wainwright singing What Are You Doing New Year's Eve from his Gap TV commercial of 3 years ago. Before we get to the last song, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show, and I especially want to thank Larry Wish of the Choral Majority and Martin Swinger for their interview comments. Larry provided me with a copy of the Choral Majority tape and the photos of the group that you can see on my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, you could email me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with my second anniversary show. I've got some special artist interviews lined up, so please join me then for another installment of Queer Music Heritage. I'm closing tonight's show the same way I closed my Christmas special last year, with a song from one of the best gay Christmas CDs of the last few years, RuPaul's CD called Ho 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 from 1997. From it, here's RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen.
All right, y'all. Here's the story of the legendary queens. Miss Dasher, Dancer, Prancy, Vixen, Lady Comet, Cupid, Donna, and Blitzenia. But child, do you remember the fiercest drag queen of them all? RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen. Had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other drag queens used to laugh and call her names. They never let poor RuPaul join in any drag queen games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, RuPaul, with your nose so bright, won't you star in my show tonight? Then how the drag queens loved her as they shouted out with glee,
RuPaul, you Bigfoot red-nosed drag queen, you'll go down in history.
Say it.